would very much expect me to at 1
okay.
o'clock. So if you'd like to come over, we might look at it. And then
I'm down the hill.
What?
I'm down in Washington.
Oh, you've come down. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were still up here. Oh, fine, fine.
No, I had
oh,
a...
Oh, good. Well, then you look at it and...
I am.
And give
McGovern,
me a call.
McGovern comes on now.
Yeah, fine. Well, I'm not going to bother with that one because...
And,
But I don't... That's not... I'm not going to get into the habit of watching the other side. But I'm going to watch him. And so that he gets a few calls and so forth. You'll get him anyway because he's usually so damn good.
Oh, yeah. No question. Well, I'll cover him, but
right.
We could all three of them.
The thing is that if you had, with a McGovern, you know, coming on, boy, I was just thinking, but if I were a press man and read that story today about cutting off 8 degrees, Jesus, they could kill them on that. What's that do to NATO? What's it do to the Israeli? What does it do
well,
to
the Well, that's it.
What does it do to the Sixth Fleet? And also, he wants to cut off aid to a right-wing dictatorship and wants to have better relations with Chile and Castro in Cuba. Now, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You know, but they won't ask him. You know, he'll just...
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I can't imagine that they won't, but they probably won't.
I get the softballs. That's all right. The only thing here, to be perfectly frank with you, I don't think that... Bob, these programs are a wasteland. The only people, as I told Colson, that look at these damn things are people that have already made up their minds.
Pretty much, huh?
Really? Who the hell looks at Meet the Press and Face the Nation? You know, he will reassure his own people, and he may knock down some of the fears of those that would like to be for him and want to be against us, but that's about
The only value is, for a guy like Connolly, is that he makes some news, you know, beyond the program.
Connolly is vitally important because Connolly can't get a big audience. Well, you know what I mean? It's a hell of a big newspaper story if
that's,
he says something.
And it'll be on the TV news tonight.
Right.
No, but
how was the, I don't want to hold you, it doesn't start for about 3 or 4 minutes.
No.
How was the... I thought the Agnew thing from the headlines played all right.
Came out fine.
Was that your opinion?
Yep.
And,
And good, positive backup. Even Javits, you know, said it was fine. He would back him.
Decision. But, and he handled himself well, did he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Apparently, he had quite a brief press conference, or they just...
12 minutes.
Didn't carry very much of it.
Well, it's all right.
No, it really is. We didn't want very much.
We've covered it.
He got his points over, and that's all we needed.
You know, one thing about this debate thing, I think McGovern actually is throwing that a little too early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I do, too. I'm glad he did.
I'd sort of wait till after the convention and then start, and then really when it gets hypoed up and hit it. But I think McGregor handled it well.
Well, and now it's pretty much over with. He's going to have a tough time doing much with it from here on.
It isn't over with because they'll keep hitting it, Bob.
Oh, yeah, but the point is the answer's been made. There's no suspense. There's no question, will he or won't he?
No. And McGregor said no. And Ziegler will back that up. I noticed that the story came out on Liddy in the Post today.
Finally came out. It's in the Star, too. So somebody finally picked it up a month later.
Perfectly all right. I mean, in fact, it comes out all right as far as we are concerned because...
Comes out good because it says he was fired because he didn't cooperate with the FBI.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.